Ladies and gentlemen, could we have your attention, please? All you guys in the outer room, come on in. We've got something very special to do right now. First off, I'm so glad you guys came, you ladies as well. My name is John Quincy. I run this little website, 79WAKY.com and 1080WKLO.com. Maybe you guys have seen it. Thank you all for coming. I hope you guys have a good time. Make sure you eat your $15 worth of food. And I'd like to present somebody who really put on, sorry you KLO guys, this guy put on the greatest rock and roll radio station ever, John Randolph. Because of him and all of the other efforts, I have not had a real job in about 35 years. I'm doing radio in the godforsaken town of Charleston, South Carolina, which is a beautiful place to be. But John has got something very special he'd like to say right now, something very special we'd like to do for one of our honored guests this evening.
All right, we're doing two microphones, one AM and one FM, right? You know, this is indeed very, very special, as we all can relate to this, because, well, number one, Burbank and I have talked for 25 years about getting together a Louisville reunion, and we haven't done squat. Who put it together? A listener. A listener from Lexington. Now, John here was at church camp at a transistor radio and listened to the radio and said, hey, man, I want to do this. And he made his career out of this. And I have found over the years, especially since this CD from John came out, that people come out of the woodwork and say, hey, I got into radio because of what went on at Wacky, what went on at WKLO. Now, I may be wrong on this, but I think that there are only four people that ever went from WKLO to Wacky. I may be wrong, but two of us are here tonight, Bill Bailey and me. Was I wrong?
Bill Crisp.
Bill Crisp is here. Oh, my Lord. Bill Crisp was the morning man at WKLO when I first went there. That was in 1965. I was hired by a real visionary named Terrell Matheny, Mitch Michael. Mitch Michael brought me from Middletown, Ohio, from a 100-watt station to Louisville. You talk about the leap of the week. I did 7 to midnight. Bill was our morning man. Bill then went over to Wacky as program director and inherited a huge commercial load. Don Myers, who is here tonight, was the general sales manager of Wacky. And I tell you what, Don must have done a heck of a job, because we were carrying about 25 minutes of commercials an hour on that station, and I wasn't there yet. I was at KLO, and KLO was lean and mean. We did about 12 minutes an hour, and we were rocking and rolling, starting to give Wacky fits at the time. But the vision that Terrell Matheny had bringing me to town was nothing, because Bill went over to Wacky as PD and Terrell Matheny hired Bill Bailey at WKLO. So while the rest of us were tight and bright, what the motto was, tighten up, shut up, and watch the ratings go up. And indeed they did. We brought Bill into mornings, and Bill Crisp was over at Wacky as PD. Tim Tyler, who's here tonight, he was the 6-9 jock. He was my competition. And when Tim Tyler went into sales, as if we needed more spots on Wacky, he went into sales at Wacky. I replaced him, and Bill hired me as assistant PD. And I need to mention Ernie Gudridge, too, who's the general manager of KLO. Ernie was a real visionary, because Bill's a pretty unusual disc jockey, and to say the least, And there's probably a lot of heat, you know, of people saying, you know, what is going on here at this radio station? And Ernie Gudridge and Terrell Matheny said, this is the way we're going to go. And, of course, naturally, it proved to be right. 6 months later, Bill Crisp hired me over at Wacky. Bill also was pretty much of a visionary because he had found a disc jockey here in Louisville who worked at a good music station that didn't particularly like rock and roll. This guy liked jazz. He was pretty soft-spoken, mild-mannered. The only thing about him that made him different was he had a beard, and Bill Crisp created the weird beard. And that was Louisville radio history. So then over at Wacky, Gary Guthrie, who is here tonight, he replaced me as program director when I left in 1978. And then Gary, then Mike McVeigh, and I'm not sure who, Bob, yeah, Moody after that. And but I was out of town, then moved back to Kentucky about 3 years later. But when I went over to Wacky, things were starting to get together. We had a Dude Walker, Mason Dixon, Bob Thurgeland replaced Bill Crisp as PD when Bill left. So things were starting to get together. And last night, Joe Elliott called me on WHAS, and I was on his program, and he said, what's the most memorable moment on Wacky you ever had? I said, I was called to a general staff meeting by, now it wasn't Don Myers. Don had already been transferred back. Don was at Wacky, got transferred out, and then came back. I said, now, the most memorable moment was, and this is before Bill was at Wacky, I was sitting there in the conference room with the rest of the DJs. The general manager came in and said, we are going to be conducting a nationwide search to find a new program director for Wacky. And Gary Burbank said, well, what about Randolph? And the general manager said, well, he's never had any real experience as a program director. And Gary says, well, he's been the assistant program director for a couple years. Ought to be worth something. The manager said, no. Got someone with experience. So Gary said, all right, I'm going to get something to drink. Now, you have a half hour to decide whether Randolph's going to be the PD or not. So Burbank turns to the rest of the jocks and says, are you with me? And Dude Walker and Mason and everything get up and walk out. And there I am sitting over the general manager face to face. No one else in the conference room. He says, well, I guess you're program director. So things are starting to come together. So with that, we figured, well, we'll rock and roll and try and get the thing going. One of my mission statements, one of my jobs at Wacky was to get Bill Bailey away from WKLO. So I'm sending out tapes like they're going out of style to all these markets. This took a couple years to do, and KLO was really coming on. We did get our commercial load at Wacky lowered from 22 minutes to, Tim, about 18 minutes an hour. About 18 minutes an hour. I played spots one time. Lead and mean. Tyler is on the air. When he's on the air, he's trying to get the spot load lowered, right? He goes into sales and brings in those orders on Friday afternoon. Go figure. But anyway, Bill came on real strong at KLO. We got him out of town. Then we got him back. He was the first jock actually I'd hired as a program director at Wacky. And I look around, I see people sitting around and standing around tonight. There's Terry from HAS. Terry used to sit right outside the window. He would sit outside the window the whole time listening to his transistor radio, listening to Wacky. He was 14, still bald. Another guy was Tom Prestigiacomo. Giacomo, who is, there he is. Giacomo's been at FM 100 in Memphis for like 20-some years. 26 years. When John did this CD, I had people calling me that I had long forgotten about, frankly, saying, you know, that's what got me into radio. You know, this and that, the other thing. And I really, seriously, I never really realized the power and the way these radio stations operated to influence people to get them into a career. So we get Bill over to Wacky, and the rest, I guess, is history. For the past 25 years, my wife Fran and I have lived in Danville, down here by Lexington, and people are always coming up and asking about Wacky and the jocks. We were out to the Cracker Barrel the other day with our daughter-in-law, had this Wacky shirt on, and people come up and wanted to buy it from her. She said, what's about this shirt? And I said, well, they just want to see you without a shirt, I guess. I don't know. But it went on, and it was a great, great run. That's all I can say. It was absolutely fabulous. And Bill Bailey here was the guy that actually, he helped so many careers in this room, when you really stop and think about it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he influenced, you name it. You know, the Joe Elliott's, golly, Tom Dooley, look at Tom, Stephen. On and on and on. And you know, when these people would ask me about Wacky, they'd usually say, oh yeah, tell me about Dude Walker, tell me about the Weird Beard, about Mason Dixon. They usually mention the jock's name. But I can't think of a time when they did not say Bill Bailey. Everybody asked about Bill Bailey over the years. And I remember going through a rating book when the ratings came out. Bill was number one in teens, number one in men and women, 18 to 24, number one in men and women, 25 to 34, 35 to 49. Yeah, I know. And do you know that he was number one from the cradle to the grave? And that's a true story, and I don't think that's ever been done before, and for sure it'll never be done again. I have to thank Don Myers, our general manager, for giving us a lot of rope. Thank goodness we didn't hang ourselves. And I always appreciate Tim Tyler going off the air so that I could get the job at Wacky. But no one has really ever accomplished in Louisville radio or what Bill Bailey has done. I mean, it's just, it's hands down. There's no way to describe it. And for me to stand up here and say, Bill, thank you for all you've done for my career and all our careers, just seems woefully inadequate, because I don't know what else to say. But we got this trophy for you. And this is unanimous. Read the label. I can't even read the label. Old Eyes.
Bill Bailey.
Here we go.
Bill Bailey's all-time greatest disc jockey.
That's right!
All right. Yeah. All right. All right, Bill. Bill, it's unanimous. It's unanimous. There you are, Bill. God bless you.
Please.
And Bill, a free T-shirt.
It's got to be the seventh caller.
And by the way, Bill, we took up a collection to buy you a Jaguar, but this is all we can afford.
You're welcome, Bill.
Speech.
Come on,
Bill.
All right.
Talk to Bill.
I'll give you a speech. You want a speech? Come here. I'll give you a speech. How about two of them? Hey, I don't deserve all this praise. No, I don't either.
Yeah, you do.
You want to argue about that? Ask my wife there. She'll tell you. What are you doing there, pal? Oh, God. I tell you, you're making me cry now. Quit it.
Okay. You can do that. You know why you can do that? Because you're the Duke of Louisville.
Yeah. Is there anybody that would like to say something about the Duke of Louisville? With a microphone in your hand. Come on, you guys. Yeah. Mason Lee Dixon.
Yeah.
This day is called the Feast of Bowen. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when the day is named and rouse him at the name of Bowen. He that shall live this day and see old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is St. Bowen's. Then will he strip his sleeves and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Bowen's Day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did this day. And then shall our names, familiar in his mouth as household words, Bailey the Duke, Chris Lundy, Johnny Randolph, Gary Burbank and Dude Walker, Weird Beard and Mason Lee Dixon, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son. And Bailey Bowen shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. Page 2.
There it is. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Tom. Good God.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in the Jefferson County, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, while any speaks that fought with us upon St. Bowen's Day.
Bill.
You've got to put either the cane or the booze down.
Bill, hold my drink, and I just hold it. I know him well. This is just about 45 seconds worth. As I was telling Bill when I sat and talked to him a little while ago, that all the jocks in this room could work in any market in this country and be number one. I've never run into so much talent at one time that went through wacky. It's I bump into people all over the country that know of this station, and rightly so. But of all the jocks that could work in any market in this country, I don't think there's anybody better than Bill Bailey. Run into a lot of people with great pipes and good feelings and a lot of talent. But there was something just nicely naughty about Bill, you know. He could come on there and almost swear and you'd like it. A preacher would say that's good stuff. Bill, it's so good to see you. And the recognition is a long time coming, but it couldn't be more deserved. Good to see you.
I just wanted to say, I'm Dude Walker, by the way. I wanted to say that Don Myers, one of the things I respected about him is that he didn't interfere with Johnny Randolph when Randolph ran the station. And of course, Johnny Randolph is probably the best program director in the country as far as I'm concerned. And my time at Wacky was a great time, and I have one story I want to tell about Bill. I was at Long Run one day playing golf, got to the third hole, and this guy said, I know who you are. And I said, who's that? He said, you're Dude Walker. I said, how you know that? He said, I recognize your voice. He said, you sorry son of a, you know? And I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, I listened to Bailey. I know what he said. I said, well, what did he say? He said, well, you've been out to Louisville Downs gambling all your money away, and your kid's not going to have a Christmas. And if people would just bring some peaches or cans of corn by, we'd be so grateful. So I said, you're kidding me. He says, no. And so I get in the car and I drive down to Wacky. I don't know who got the peaches and the cans of corn. They weren't there. But I peek around the corner and Bailey sees me and he says, folks, remember the things I've been telling you about, Dude? It's all a lie. He's right outside the window and he does not look happy, you know. But I just want to clear up one thing. When Randolph became program director, we went to Coons' Dutchman at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I can't hold liquor very well. That's why I don't drink. But anyhow, that particular morning they got me drunk. So when we met with Don Myers, I got up, and because they'd all prodded me into doing it, they got me drunk. I got up and mentioned that Johnny should be the program director. Well, that didn't make a lot of difference. But when Burbank got up and says, "I agree, he should be program director," Johnny Randolph became the program director. But anyhow, Wacky's the greatest place I ever worked, and I've worked at some great places. And I just want to say that, to me, Bill Bailey is the best disc jockey I've ever heard. And Johnny Randolph and Bill Crisp are two of the finest program directors I've ever worked for. Thank you.
All right, all right. Oh, no. Hey. My name's Tom, and I worked at Wacky a couple of times. And Bill Bailey is one of a kind. Typical Bill Bailey humor. He would always, the thing about Bailey, I still talk about him to people who don't even know him or have never heard of Wacky. When I talk about radio and I talk about disc jockeys, I always talk about Bill Bailey and I tell stories about Bill Bailey because Bill was never, he never had a shtick. He was just Bill. It was like taking a ride in the backseat of a Louisville taxi and he's your driver. And whatever came through Bill's head came out of his mouth. It didn't matter what he was going through, even a divorce. He would live it on the radio, right? I remember, I was very rarely ever at the station in early morning, but I remember one morning, I was in trouble or something. Don called me in, cussed me out about something. I don't know what it was, but and Bailey was standing on his chair in the studio, ranting and raving about his divorce or something was going on. And I thought, you know, the way to put him on television, if you were a jock today at radio, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't have a chance because you'd have the greatest ditto cam going. The antics just to watch Bailey on the air. And I heard he was not doing well, so I came to Louisville to visit him. And typical Bailey, the humor, you know, some people are funny, they tell jokes. But with Bill, it was always just this humorous heart. And I'm sitting there, we're talking in the home just a few weeks ago. And he was talking about a stroke he had, and that he had some kind of seizure, and he went unconscious, and they had to take him to the hospital. And he said, "Yeah, Tom, when I woke up, I looked up. You know, that's my Bill Bailey imitation, and I saw the face of my daughter and one of my ex-wives." And I said, "Really, Bill? One of your ex-wives came to the hospital?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "Well, how did you feel about that? I mean, did you miss her?" "Yeah, I missed her, Tom. But then I got a new scope for my rifle. I won't miss her again." And just right then, you know. And he, I mean, most of us would have to work hard and read comic books and to get jokes to say on the air. With Bailey, it just came. He would say stuff like, you know, my wife, he told me, my wife is such a bad cook that a swarm of flies got together in the neighborhood just to fix the screen door. You know, just things like that. Nobody, no disc jockey in contemporary radio ever sounded like Bill, ever said the things that Bill said on the radio. And he's a natural. When God made Bill, he broke the mold. There'll never be anybody else like Bill Bailey. And brother, you are the Duke of Louisville. It's great to be here with you. God bless you. I love you. Yeah.
Finally, I can talk without fear of retribution. A number of years ago, Senator Joe Biden from my state opened his remarks by saying, "I feel a lot like the sixth wife of Henry VIII on her wedding night. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not sure I can make it interesting." But anyway, when I went to Wacky, Bill had come to WKLO, and I went to Wacky as morning man. And I've told a lot of people over the years that the high point of my illustrious radio career was Louisville. And then you stop to think, well, that same guy, all he had to look forward to every morning was getting up and going out and getting his brain stomped out by Bill Bailey. And that's exactly what happened. But he and I used to run into each other. We had some of the same favorite watering holes. And one of them was right across the street from the studios of WKLO. Do you remember that? Yeah, we used to get together there. And one night I went into my Bill Bailey imitations. And I used to be able to do him real good, or I thought I could. You know, like I say, here we are in Louisville trying to run a morning radio program. I hope the boss is listening so he can see that a little effort is being expended. And then he'd say, that young lady has legs just like I like them, one on each side. I said, see there, Bailey, I can do you, but you can't do me. And I will never forget his retort. He said, who the hell would want to? Remember that? Sure you do. Yeah. But here's to you, Bill. That is certainly deserved. And may you live forever. And may the last voice you ever hear be mine.
Anybody else have anything nice to say about Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Klein.
Hi. I worked with Bill at WCII, which was KLO after KJ and all that. Worked in the afternoon, went by J.R. Kennedy, and I worked at KLO. Using my real name, unfortunately. Every once in a while, somebody remember, weren't you on one of those radio stations? But before I got into radio in the early 70s, I met Bill one night. Now, John, you got to tell us if this is true or not.
I doubt it.
I had some friends that played in the band, and I went with them to Newman Lodge. This was 1967, I think. Now, ladies, please forgive me. It's not going to be too vulgar, but I do have to say something. So, Bill introduced the group. Us Four was the name of the band. I don't know if anybody remembers it. They had a song, and I think it was played locally? Alligator, you know, and people used to get on the floor and squirm like an alligator and all that stuff. Well, anyway, Bill was bringing on the band that night, you know, doing a hop gig. And I was backstage with Bill for a while. You don't remember this. And I was probably 17 or 18. And I said, sitting in that studio down there, it was KLO at the time, and I said, sitting in that studio with that showcase window, has anything strange ever happened while you're on the air? And he goes, no, not with me, but one night John Randolph was on the air, and these girls were standing out in front of the station. And this old drunk came walking along and pulled out his dog and started a whacking on it. And John didn't know what to do. So he just picked up the phone and called the police. The police came, they put a blanket around him. And you know what? When they put him in the car, he was still a whacking on it. Was that true? Okay. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice.
My granddaughter.
Turn around.
Here, let me hold the microphone for you.
You gonna sing us a song?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not gonna talk about your grandpa, are you?
Yes.
Okay, what are you gonna say?
I love him very much, and he's the best.
Well, what about me? Me too.
Why is he the best?
He just is. And because he's cool.
You got that right.
Yeah.
He rocks.
Yeah.
And he's still the best if he's old.
Give a hand to Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Well, grab me. I'm going wacky. I'm gone.
All right. Thank you all. Good job, ladies.
Anybody else have anything they'd like to say about Bill?
Come on, Tyler.
Come on, Tim.
All right, Tim Tyler.
Tim Tyler, a legend in Louisville radio.
Hey, it was fun to sell Bill Bailey once I got into sales. Getting Bill to meet with the client and to agree to say all of these things about the client, that was another experience beyond everything else. I do remember, though, and I think Bill was a part of this or some of this, I remember when Bill Bailey first came to town, and, of course, we were the hot shots at Wacky Radio, and we all listened to him, and we said, no way. Isn't that great that he's over there? He'll never do anything. Boy, were we wrong.
I'm going to cry already. I'm just standing up.
Whoops. Yep. She goes first because she's cuter than
I. Okay.
No ex-wives.
Well, I'm already crying. But my name is Jennifer Bowen. I'm sorry, but I'm so lucky to have the Duke of Louisville as my father. And what you all heard on the radio is only half of what we got to hear at home. And I want to thank you. Thank you for the life that you gave us. And thank you for being so damn funny. I appreciate it. And I love you.
I'm Gary Rawlings. I haven't seen you in a long time, Duke.
Yeah, how are you, Gary?
I'm doing very well. And I was... I had to recite the story about my angelic mother, who happened to be listening to the radio one morning when I was driving into work, and she was at home in our little home. And Duke starts off on this guy who is a worthless vagabond, a thief, a menace to society, and you know, anyone who has any self-respect will throw this man out of the room immediately if he ever walks in their door. And I was at 3rd and River Road when you said, and his name is Gary Rawlings. I almost went through the Galt House. And then 5 minutes later, I'm at the office and my mother calls. And she said, oh my God, is this true? And gosh, Duke, I had no idea you were going to be here. I'm just absolutely tickled to death to see you. He made radio fun. The first day you came to WCII, you grabbed me in the hallway and you said, Gary, let's go meet some people. And we spent, I think, 3 hours at Frey's Archery and went from one place to the next. I had a pocket full of contracts. I was smart. And when I came back, Duke, we had them all signed, didn't we? God bless you. You are just an exceptional human being, and you still are.
Anybody else?
I don't think anybody else is here.
Sure.
Listen, I'd like to thank John Quincy for starting the Wacky website. You know, when you look at it, it's not just any website. I mean, it's really well done. It's an outstanding job that he's done. He's kept it up to date. And I personally appreciate him doing that. And he's really the reason, I guess, we're all here tonight. So, John, thank you very much.
There's a guy who helped put this evening together. He arranged the place. He made arrangements for the Duke's trophy, and he wanted to be here so, so bad, but couldn't do it. But he wanted me to say hello to everybody. That was Coyote Calhoun. And he really, really hated having to miss this, but he had to do something else. Also, Bob Todd called me today, Bob Thurgeland. He said hello to everybody. He wished he could be here, but he's playing golf with Gary Burbank tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock in Florida. So he's got his priorities straight. Those of you that worked with a guy by the name of Weird Beard, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're lucky enough to have his niece, Debbie Kearns. Debbie, come up here.
Hey, Debbie.
Debbie is interested in being in radio, and she found out that her uncle Bert was in radio and did a pretty good job at it. I got an email from Debbie, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and she says, "Hi, I'm Weird Beard's niece. I saw your website, heard about it. I've got all these tapes of my uncle. Would you be interested in having them for your website?" I said, "Yes." And thanks to Debbie, she wouldn't trust the post office. She wouldn't trust UPS or FedEx. She got in her car and drove to Charleston, South Carolina in 1 weekend, her and her husband, to bring the tapes to me. 2 weeks later, her mom drove to Charleston with her husband, Weird Beard's sister, Elizabeth, to pick them up. So we want to thank you for that. And you guys, if any of y'all work with Bert, the Weird Beard, just make it a point to see Debbie and tell her about how great her uncle was. He was good. We'd also like to remember some other folks that couldn't be with us. Somebody who was with WKLO for a long, long time and passed away here recently, but did a great job at that radio station, was a tremendous personality. I don't know why he got out of radio, but the air checks that you can hear of him on 1080WKLO.com are incredible. What a talented guy. Let's hear it for Rusty Rogers. Anybody else like to say anything? Thank you all so much for coming. Eat more food. Enjoy yourself. Thank you guys for your support. Appreciate it. Nice.